Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Oh. Samantha.
I'm trying my low and slow, Lisa.
Low and slow.
You know why?
Why?
Sounds better in my earphones.
Oh.
Well, because we showed to the world in the Insta stories, we have earphones in now.
We have earphones in right now.
Yeah.
We're like so like, check. It's like, I feel like we're it's not what we are?
No.
Okay.
Not even remotely.
I feel like we are really sounding professional.
No, we're not.
Really?
Yeah.
We're looking it.
I hear ya way more now.
You are like...
In my head.
I envision myself going to the doctor next week saying, I don't know, I've just had a really piercing earache since Thursday. And she's going to look in and she's going to be like, you have a perforated eardrum. And I'm going to be like, it's because of Sam's laugh. Because you're in my ear.
Oh my god.
Like usually you're in my ear. Now you're like in my ear.
Yes, I am.
So weird.
Mm-hmm. And we were doing so well today.
Because we
got our hair did.
The day started off really well, right?
Really,
we got our hair
did.
We were on time for hair.
We were not annoying our hairdresser.
We were not.
Which was great.
She was very receptive to my picture. Because it was me. Right? Because how in good conscience would she be able to have a problem with, I'm not doing your hair like that. Your hair, she could never even say, Lisa, like every other time I show her a picture, so I was like, Lisa, your hair won't go like that.
Yeah.
She can't do that when the picture's of Lisa.
Yes.
Because there's me. Apparently it did go like that. Right? That was my take.
Yeah.
I thought
the look on her face was pretty priceless. And I'm like, I know it's another picture. I'm sorry.
But it's the real deal.
So, this is true.
So remember when you did this? But now she's got this new rule about the back of my head.
You have to take a picture.
Well, because
she wants to know what you think the perfect back of your head is.
Oh, okay.
And
on a pillow. That's what I really think it is.
No, what it looks like styled.
Styled. So I have to, now I got to pay attention for that.
Yes.
Right? See if I have that great day.
Couple
weeks from now.
It's the perfect style,
yeah.
The length.
Did you notice I went a little bit darker?
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Matches my eyebrows. Unlike somebody else I know.
You know what? I don't care if I match.
You don't match.
I know.
Are you supposed to match?
No.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Nope.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think you're making that rule up because you know I don't know it.
Because I don't care if you do know it.
Huh.
It's okay. What I like.
Okay.
And that's what really makes me happy, Lisa.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? The gray's gone. And I think that's the main thing.
Yes.
I think that was the goal, right?
I got a little trim.
Right? You got a little trim.
I got the gray gone.
Gray gone.
Learned that my niece Shelby fractured her ankle.
Yeah, what was that about?
Well, apparently she was dancing and then it hurt the next day and they were at the doctor's and the doctor's like, oh, let's take an x-ray. Oh, you fractured your ankle.
So like I think, but then it was funny because Linnea explained it as like an epic meltdown.
Well, because she has to wear a boot.
She has to wear a
and
boot.
And the boot has to stay on pretty much 24/7 except when she's taking a bath.
Yeah.
So this kid can't do any of the fun stuff now because nobody's doing any schoolwork at school.
No, it's just fun and party.
We're jumping around, we're playing, we're going swimming, we're going to
any of that.
The sprinkler park or whatever the hell that thing is. She is epically having a meltdown.
That's exactly.
Her world has collapsed at the year 7.
But isn't that funny, right? Because you know what? About an hour and a half ago, her Auntie Sammy's world collapsed at year 50.
You know what?
At the Boston Pizza
was not your best day.
No, it was not your best day.
It was not your best day.
You know how I would coin, you know what I would coin that experience as? Pissy Sam.
You were annoying Lisa.
How was I annoying?
Oh my god.
We went there to go sit outside.
And I got hot and all I wanted to do was sit inside for a bit. And then you got your hot apple crisp and you were like, I want to go back outside. I want to go back outside.
Because it was still nice.
Because I'm still hot.
I know that, but.
You did not care.
Because
it was all about you.
Because it's summer. I can't even deny that.
Oh, you can't.
I can't even deny it.
Because the look on your face is like, yes, I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
But the thing is that we have so many few nice summer days.
This is true.
And you want to spend...
Yes, and the only two assholes sitting on the patio
were us. Absolutely. And I'm sure the waitress, I'm surprised she didn't say there's an extra tip involved in this, because I'm going to get heat stroke, you idiots. Right?
Pretty much.
But you were like, pissy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think I need to ask you about the text you sent me the other day.
Okay.
Why did your bit emoji have a bun on its head? Like, why did you have a hair bun situation
happening?
Are you
serious with me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Because I think you were mocking me, but I feel like I need you to explain it.
Oh, just in case I was just, like, playing around with some new styles? I was not just playing around with new styles.
Unless you're wearing a wig.
No.
And you could tell the world. It's okay. It's just us and however many listeners
there's
we have.
There's no wig. There's no wig. It is. You want to pull it? It's on there. You want to pull my hair? It's on there, Samantha. There's no wig. No. Here's the thing. This is... Good try. This is what the friends of the podcast need to know right now. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, mm-hmm. you picked me up. And I get...
Because I put my hair in like a little twist with a clip on it.
It was in a bun.
It was not
a bun.
It was
on the top of your head.
You don't even know what the freak you're talking about.
Yes, I do. It was on the top of your head.
No, you don't.
And
it was not on the top.
It was too. I'll give you the clip. It was clipped. And I don't know how you do a bun because I have short hair.
No, a bun is like you wrap it around the top of your head and stick it on the top of your head. Mine was like... twisted no. at the base of my neck and
at 5 a.m. it was on the top of your head.
No,
by the time
I
you
was
picked
tired.
Me, by the time you picked me up later in the afternoon, I think it had slipped a bit. I think that's what had happened.
I think you've slipped a bit.
No, so here's what all I said. I wasn't being mean or mocking you. All I just said was when I saw you was
that. Oh my God, you just lied.
I was not being mean,
nor was I mocking
all
you.
All I said to you was, "How's your bun?" And then I laughed.
Which didn't help the situation.
I know.
It really didn't.
But it looked really good.
Uh-huh.
You did it. You do a bun well.
Yeah,
you shut up. And then what did I say? What's going to happen next week? I'm going to come and you're going to have two honey buns and you're going to be like Princess Leia. Right?
Nope.
Hello, Luke.
I'm good.
I'm just saying.
I'm good.
I'm just used to your 5 a.m. pony and then mm-hmm. you mixed it up on me. And they don't like change, right? So.
You hate change.
I hate change.
Which is interesting because I'm surprised that you added another piece of tech to our world.
What do you mean?
The selfie stick.
I know.
That thing is with you 24/7. And I'm like, you almost made me take a picture.
I love this.
My bun on Tuesday. And I'm like, I am not taking a picture. I've been up since the crack of dawn.
I'm like, come on, just one picture. Let's get the bun in the picture.
I get that I hate pictures. And I'm now willing, apparently, to take a picture. But I reserve the right for 5 a.m.'s no.
Well, okay. You know what? I gave you that.
I reserve the right.
So there's no bun floating around out there.
No.
There's no bun out there right now, Samantha, right? You got through fine.
I put my foot down.
You did.
My big
you did.
Foot.
But I'm like loving the selfie stick.
Yes.
Hey, right? I'm like picture here, click, click, click. Picture here, click, click, click. Look it up here, click, click, click. Right?
And then I'm like, Lisa, turn off the Bluetooth. Right. You're playing with your phone.
Right? Not one picture worked. I get a little flustered by it. Right?
Because you're just so excited.
I'm so excited.
I have a selfie stick.
I have a selfie stick. Look at. And meanwhile, I told Mike, I said, you know what? So we got a selfie stick. And Mike's like, aren't those so like 3 years ago?
No.
Like he's all cool. Hey?
No.
Like all.
But wasn't this was not your idea?
This was the hyper hype girl's idea. And because she feels.
I blame her.
I know, right? Because she's all about a good selfie. Right?
That's
and doesn't,
true.
But doesn't use a stick. But she honestly felt we needed to add a selfie stick to our repertoire.
Well, and we have.
And we have.
And you know what? The source here in Saskatoon helped us out.
They did.
They've been very good. This is where I got our earphones.
That's where we got our ear mics from.
Yes. They're not mics.
They feel like ear mics. Because I hear you. So I feel like it's mm-hmm. a microphone of some sort.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an earphone.
Okay.
That's how you hear.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
With my ears.
Earbud.
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't.
Careful. I'm going to break the selfie stick out. You can get another picture. Right? And I'll be so discreet with it, you won't even know I'm taking them.
Yeah. Okay. When did we go to Carson's?
We were there just the other day.
Oh, that's right.
Carson's Barbecue Smokehouse.
Carson's Barbecue Smokehouse.
Oh, my God. Finally, barbecue has come back to Saskatoon.
Well, and this is the one that we went to.
And they were closed.
A month ago.
Yes.
And we really were craving barbecue. Yeah. And we were, like, so excited. And
it was
they had
pouring rain. A perfect barbecue day.
Barbecue day.
Uh-huh.
And they hadn't opened yet.
No.
And we happened to go 2 days ago or a day ago.
Yeah.
And it was only their second day open.
It was so good.
Oh,
the food was so... And they had four sauces.
Four sauces. No,
right
three
there.
Sauces.
Three sauces.
Three sauces.
And right there. And a ketchup. That's a sauce.
That's...
They had four sauces.
Four so, sauces.
Why do you always got to just try and correct me, Samantha? I always got to just be one step better. Right? Ketchup is a sauce.
Yes, that's true.
They had... Samantha, you stand corrected.
No.
There was four
no,
sauces.
No, you're right. I always need to prove that you're wrong.
Nice. That's nice. Guess what? Right now, if we were on Facebook Live, the world would be seeing my middle finger up. That's what they'd be seeing.
Oh, come on now.
But the food was so
good. It was
good.
So
like, it was
good.
Like we had like the two meats, and you loved the cornbread.
Yeah, I loved the cornbread.
I still don't get the cornbread.
No, you don't.
But, oh, that macaroni.
It was smoked mac and cheese.
Wow.
Oh, It was so good. The coleslaw was pretty good.
It was just wonderful.
Their french fries, home cut.
Those were good.
Those were super good, too.
I want to go back and have the sandwich.
I know.
Yeah.
The smoked chicken was so moist and tender.
It was so good.
Oh, it was just... The taste of it was delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious. And then we had the brisket.
We had the brisket. And you know, and I don't really eat a lot of brisket because I don't really know where that comes from. So it's not my go-to, but funny enough, I was going to pick the pork and we were sharing and you said, you're picking chicken. I'm like, okay. And you're like, I won't eat pork. So apparently we're not actually sharing because you're telling me what we're having.
Yes.
But we did. So we didn't get the pork. But next time I think we're going to try the pork.
I think, well, you will.
I will.
You will.
Why, are you like anti-pork all of a sudden?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
It's not my favorite though.
Oh.
It's not my favorite. Mm. But we will go back.
We'll definitely go back.
The atmosphere was really good. It was kind of rustic wood and a pretty large place. It looks small from the outside, but
it's not
actually bigger.
It's not.
It's
just good.
The food was delish.
Yeah.
We'll go back.
If you're from Saskatoon and you listen to the podcast, check it out.
Carson's Barbecue Smokehouse in Sutherland on Central Avenue.
Super wonderful.
Awesome.
Guess what?
What?
I got a new food.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm always telling you I have a new food.
You are always telling us about new food.
Because I'm branching out. Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
That's so good. Celery and cheese whiz.
That's not new.
Nope, but that's new to me. It's completely new to me.
Okay, why all of a sudden celery and cheese whiz?
Because first off, celery is diet negative calories. I'm on the negative calorie diet, Samantha.
But if you're throwing fatty cheese whiz into it.
Because I'm balancing
processed
it.
Processed cheese, by the way.
Right? Because I'm balancing it. That's why. I'm balancing the celery. Because if you just eat just the celery, you'll die.
No,
yes, you will. If you were to go in a vat of celery and you needed to survive, you wouldn't. You would die because you would use more energy than what it takes to eat the celery.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's my new thing with the cheese whiz.
Celery, cheese whiz.
So good. Have you tried it?
Like when I was a kid.
Yeah. But now try it as an adult. You'll have a new appreciation for the cheese whiz.
Okay.
I promise. And it also goes good on hot dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So good.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about, because we have a new grocery store called Save On Foods.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting my groceries delivered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you're too lazy to go get groceries?
I'm like so lazy. I hate grocery shopping.
All I want to do is grocery shop.
I know, because you just love it.
Pay me. I'll go get them. Pay me. I'll go get your groceries.
No, because you won't be back for hours.
It doesn't matter. Probably if you do like delivery, it's probably like on a queue service where you just get them whenever. I'll be there quicker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why do you want to do that?
Well, because you can get your food delivered.
Who does that?
Lots of people.
Why?
People who are busy.
You're not that busy.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm too busy. I'm too busy on Sunday if I'm not working. Okay, but would you ever consider ordering your your meals on the TV? Like those ads?
You mean like HelloFresh?
Yeah, like have you seen those ads?
Well, no, I would never consider that because that would be super expensive for me.
Here's the funny thing. So we're watching TV the other night and all of a sudden that commercial comes on and this is what Mike Gibson says. Pardon my language. Who the fuck would buy food from the TV? And I'm like, that's kind of true.
I think HelloFresh is either like a grocery store in the States or it's like a food delivery service.
I think it's a food delivery service, but it's just like just your meals. Not like, and I'll take a milk. It's not like that.
No, it's
not like, and I'll take a milk. It's like, and I'm going to have like a steak for supper. It's that. And a potato. Why would you do that when you can just go to the store?
Because sometimes people don't want to think about how to, like, put a meal together, maybe?
I don't know.
Because that would be perfect for me, except I don't want to spend that kind of money.
I think it's expensive.
I think it's expensive.
Yeah, and it pissed off Mike Gibson. Right? Because, right, a dude just has to go get his groceries, right? I don't need to have it come to my door. I can just open my fridge. It's already in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that was his thought process.
Okay.
But I didn't really get it either.
Okay, and big exciting news for Michael, because his favorite football team won their game.
I know. Whoa, whoa. The Riders won their first game last week.
I don't even know.
Really?
I didn't pay attention. I think you let me know that they won.
I did. And you know
what? I wasn't sure.
Can you at least... Okay, I get that for the other sports.
I don't have a sports channel. We talked about
this
already.
I know that, but I get that for the other sports. But can't you at least download the sports app? It's our province's team.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You know.
No, I
don't know. Fake fan is just a fake fan.
No, fake fan's barely even that, actually.
True.
I don't even think you're barely even the fake fan anymore.
No, I'm a fake fan.
Are you?
Yeah. Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah.
What about the Jays?
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about them anymore.
Why don't you want to talk
about
them?
Because they just suck. You know what? Every game, they just take my heart and they stomp on it. That's what they do. They take it and they stomp. Right?
Lisa.
They're so far out of
why
it.
Do you, see, and this is why you wonder why I'm a fake fan.
Oh.
Because you take it so personally.
I do. I do. And then I have my bumper sticker that goes on the fridge. And when they win a game, it says Blue Jays. And when they lose a game, it gets flipped and it says Boo Jays. So I'm always flipping it back and forth, back and forth. Lately, it just stays flipped to Boo Jays. Right?
See, that's like so much effort.
Oh,
so much effort to be so disappointed.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed.
Well, just wait, because there's a game for the Riders this week. So yeah,
I know.
Here's hoping.
No, but they look like they got a good team.
Wasn't someone injured? Didn't I hear that?
No.
Somebody got injured?
I don't think so.
One of the players?
I don't think it was a Rider.
No. Hi, C95, who prepares me for all things
well,
in
I
life.
Don't think it was a big, important Rider then, because I don't never heard about it.
Apparently he's not important.
I don't think he's an important Rider. Maybe he's just like Joe Blow Rider. I don't know, but I don't think he's an important one.
Okay. Well, okay. Remember I sent you that picture?
Yeah. What was that?
I was scrolling.
Why do you want that?
No, because I was scrolling. No, I do not.
Well.
No, I believe my message was, what the fuck?
Okay. So why is that?
Because I was scrolling through my Instagram and this company called Universal, I think it's called Universal Clothing.
Yeah.
They're trying to sell the fanny pack, which was back in the 80s.
I know.
As a new fun thing. It's called the Maxi Belt Bag.
So, okay. That sounds like something putting my pads in and locking up and not like, it sounds like a chastity belt.
That sounds
for
like
my maxi pads.
Back from the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Seriously, people. And it looked horrible. And the women had their shirts tucked in.
Yeah, but here's...
There's no person on this God's green earth.
Why are we tucking?
Why are we tucking in and then wearing a fanny pack?
Male or female, no tucking.
Because it's a fanny pack,
right,
people.
It's a fanny pack.
I don't care what you call it.
No. But you know what I don't get? So, okay. It's funny. Because in the Bay, the Hyper Hype girl found a fanny pack. And it was by Loren, I think. And she said to me, this is what I needed on my trip. I'm like,
no.
You never, ever need this. You never need this.
And she should know better.
She didn't. But she didn't buy it, but I think she would have.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it doesn't even hold stuff.
Good, you guilted her out of it.
Well, you know, we don't need her walking around with that.
Oh.
Right?
But, you know, speaking of shopping... We just did that.
Yeah, because guess what? It's
yesterday.
Vacation time.
Ew.
Yeah, it was not bad. It was not bad at all.
No, it wasn't.
So, friends of the podcast...
You just dragged me
Sam
everywhere.
Sam will always lead you to believe that shopping with me is horrific.
It is.
It is not. It is not. You know what? You're horrific.
No, I'm not.
Really? How were the... What about sunglasses?
No, you were funny.
No,
that's
you were rude.
You
were rude, and the lady didn't appreciate you.
No, she thought it was funny.
She didn't. She didn't. You pretty much said, your face is too ugly for sunglasses. That's pretty much what you told me.
Well, and then I laughed at you again.
Right? You got your big aviators on, and you're like, and I'm looking for some sunglasses. So I try on a pair, and you're like, yeah, no, those don't even fit your nose. You have a weird nose.
Yes, you
those,
do.
I don't.
Well, you do have a little weird
I just
nose.
Have a nose. Not weird. It's just a nose.
It's a little bit weird.
It's not weird at all.
Yes, it is.
But, and then you had to, and then I'd say, what about this pair? No. What about the, no. You don't have a face for glasses. I wear glasses every single friggin' day of my life. And here's my best friend saying, you don't have a face for glasses. And then I'm like, really? And then you try to beep, 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 back it up. And you're like, no, your glasses, that's different.
Oh.
And then you're like, try on your old ones. So I put my ones on that I'm wearing right now. And you're like, oh, they're always like that.
That's true.
And then you're like, try them back on. I'm like, done. Right?
I totally did that.
Right? To people listening. Because,
oh,
of course, right? We're loud.
We're loud.
And we're arguing. And we're laughing. And people, and we're drawing a crowd as all this is going on.
At one point, I doubled over because I was laughing so
right?
hard.
At my expense. And then yet you get mad that I poke fun at your pun. Right? So you poke away whenever you can. But what
true.
Was your issue that you were having?
I was so good at Old Navy, too.
You were good in Old Navy.
I was just being so helpful.
Yeah, but because you were finding stuff, too.
Yeah, that's
right?
true.
So we both had luck in Old Navy.
Yes, we did.
Mark's Work Warehouse. I needed to buy some bottoms.
We need to celebrate a win.
Okay, what was the win?
I still fit into XXL in
yes!
Old Navy.
Yes! And you were worried you weren't. And I'm like, come on, girl. I got faith in you.
Come on, fat girl.
Come on, fat girl. Come on, fat friend. There's shirts in there for you, I promise. Because I'm a good friend. I would never take you in there if I didn't think something was going to fit you. Right?
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, I got you. Because that's what, I got your back, yeah. Samantha.
It's probably that one meal I decided not to eat that day.
Because you've been on the Lisa diet. Right? It's working.
Oh, my God.
It's working for you.
Oh, my God.
But you had issues with me at the Mart.
No, because I knew it was going to be difficult. Because you buy, like... You try on stuff and you think you're one size, and I'm like, no, I think you're another.
I'm not. So I am not.
I made you take in two sizes.
I know
everything.
You did. And one size was like a size I'm never going to be, thank you.
Yes, you were. Actually, you fit into them.
But I'm not proud to say that.
You're a size 12.
I'm not a size 12.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm a 14.
No, you're a size 12.
Yes, which means I can still shop the plus size.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
It has to be the skinniest size 14 possible.
The baby size 14.
Because that's when... was a slippery slope from there,
right?
Because when you started trying stuff on, I was just like, what are you doing? Because you would try the 12s fit,
yes,
and they look good, and they were fitting better than the 14.
The 12 screamed, Lisa, how's your muffin top?
Oh, they didn't.
That's what the 12s were just screaming.
No, you thought it's
I felt like a marshmallow overflowing as I was heating up. Right?
Well, you're a little Humpty Dumpty-esque.
I always am Humpty Dumpty-esque.
A little heavier on the top.
A little heavier on
the top.
A little
thinner on the bottom.
No bottoms. Right? I'm half a body.
So then,
put me on a skateboard and let me use my hands.
But where it went bad or wrong, I guess, for me was because you're like, see, the 14's fit. And I'm like, how many times have you got the band rolled?
Yes, because I have to roll because I'm really short in the rise, which is a lot of information to have just shared with people. I have a rise, but it's short.
But she didn't want it.
So I roll my pants.
Underneath her belly.
I didn't want to. No. Right? Just seemed weird.
And the 12s fit perfectly.
Oh, they didn't feel good.
Because you were just like, they just feel, they're just touching.
They just felt wrong.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they just felt wrong.
But you did buy the tank top.
I did. I bought
the tank top. Thank God the tank top fit.
Yeah. And my bottom, and I did buy a pair of Capris 14. And you're like, well, you know what? They'll be fine as long as they shrink and maybe they shrink a size.
They're not going to.
They're not going to. Because they've got stretch in them, right?
So you should have got the 12s.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm just saying. It was a slippery slope.
Not comfortable in a 12. Just because they do up doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. And then you dragged me to Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, and that's where you had your epic meltdown. Oh, my God. You've been like, this has been a week of meltdowns for you. I don't want to go to Walmart. I need a drink and I need a snack. I'm like... Okay, pretty sure Walmart has all those things.
I didn't want to go. Oh, I hate like, Walmart.
You're like, I don't want to
no,
go.
No, because you still had to buy like a million things.
I didn't. I needed to buy some undergarments, and I needed to buy some toiletries. Right? That's what I needed
to
buy.
Yeah, but you didn't find the toiletries that you needed.
No, not really, because I was looking for a hand cream, a little cheap hand cream. They didn't have that.
No.
So I'm just saying. But we fed you. We watered you. Right?
And then it ended.
And then it ended. Then we parted ways, friends of the podcast. We parted ways.
Thank God.
Right? That's enough. Ding. And that's enough of us. Right? We'll resume this activity again tomorrow.
Though I did say... It was good that we shopped yesterday because I bought stuff for my trip,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly. Right?
I got new flip-flops.
Yes, you
I
did.
I got fun new sunglasses.
Yes, yes. You have your aviators, like your Top Gun glasses, Samantha. That's what it seems like.
Danger zone.
Ugh.
Speaking of that,
uh-huh.
I have a I did not just read that.
You do. Okay.
No, I was like, shut up. Apparently... They're making a sequel to Top Gun.
Why?
33 years later.
Why?
Top Gun Maverick.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Well, because Tom Cruise is coming back. He's a flight instructor.
But here's the thing with that movie. First off, that was Tom Cruise at his best looking.
Yes,
Right? 33 years later.
How old was he in that?
Like, he must be
20-ish.
In his 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked good.
Yeah, he did.
He's not looking like that now.
He's
not looking like that now, Samantha. Why are you bringing that back? Right? You keep it at the curb.
Well, apparently he's bankable still.
But is he?
I don't know.
But here's something funny. So, you know, I know who... I'm not excited about that movie coming back, but I know who will be. My brother-in-law, Steph. My brother-in-law, Steph, is like, he should have been Maverick in his mind. Right? Because him and his twin brother, Jason, love Top Gun.
Shut up.
Yeah. Their 40th birthday a few years back, they had a Top Gun birthday party. They didn't dress like Top Gun.
Thank God.
They didn't. But the music that the band played was all Top Gun music. Like, lots of Top Gun music.
Really?
Yes, because they both love Top Gun.
Oh, that seems wrong.
So weird, hey?
Seems
and
really
I don't
wrong.
Know, maybe this summer I'll have to say to Steph, get your aviators on, put on your little tank top, and let's do the volleyball scene, right? Because we're going to be doing some sports and stuff, right? Let's reenact that volleyball scene,
and
let's see if we can get that Maverick looking. Let's see if that works for us.
That'd be great.
Right? See if we can get it on video, right? Krista, let's see what we can do, right? Because if I'm going to be videotaped on this vacation, everybody can play.
Everybody can
play. We'll see how that goes.
Okay, but you know who they're also bringing back?
Oh, who?
Val Kilmer.
Ew. Wow.
I thought he was dead.
I thought he was dead, too. I haven't heard that name since that movie.
I know.
Wow.
Like, he...
What else did he do? A Batman?
He did a Batman, and he did a movie called The Saint, which he was actually really good in.
Uh-huh.
But that was a million years ago.
And I don't think he's aged pretty.
No, I don't think so.
Not that I ever thought he was pretty.
No, but he was okay, but I think he went through, like, some serious health stuff.
Yeah, I think he did too. I don't know what, but I think something messed him up.
Something's going on.
Yeah, that's weird.
But apparently he's coming back too.
Really?
So I'm just like, interesting.
Interesting.
July next year, Lisa and I.
We'll
going
be there.
To see Top Gun Maverick.
Absolutely. Pencil us in, right?
Let's go relive our youth.
Let's go I don't know. What, is the lady coming back?
No.
No, you know
no.
why? Because she does not look like she did.
No.
So you can't bring her back.
No.
Because she doesn't look like that beautiful woman.
The hottie.
No. I'm sure she's still a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
In her heart. That's what happened.
Stop.
She became beautiful in her heart. Not beautiful in her outside. Well, maybe still in her outside, but not the same.
Not the same.
Not like we can bring Tom Cruise back and everybody be okay with that.
And he's okay because he's aged 33
years. He's aged 33 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They bring back Val Kilmer. Well, we can only bring back one ugly. Can't bring back two. We can only bring back one. Maybe that was the thought process.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
One ugly.
So weird.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have posted everywhere that the Hyper Hype Girl made us do something we weren't totally sold on.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Samantha, if you could have seen her getting all of the yard sales all coordinated, and she was like looking them up and writing them down and looking them up and writing them down and looking them up and writing them down. She was all over that, hey? And she's
really
like,
wrong.
This is what she kept saying. How far do you guys want to go? Not that far. Like, is there one close to the mall here? Because that's about how far we're thinking we really want to go, Hyper Hype Girl.
That's really...
Right? That's how you and I were thinking.
2 blocks away?
Yeah, that's where we want to go. Like, is there... Like, are there some yard sales at the restaurant? Because we'll go to that one. But then how do you squash that spirit?
You don't.
You don't.
You don't.
Right? So what do you do? What do you do to not squash the Hyper Hype Girl spirit?
You just do it.
You just go.
You do the yard sale challenge.
You take her sheet and you start...
On a Friday night
after work.
When you'd rather be at home.
Right?
Eating supper. I am driving to pick up my best friend.
Yep.
And we're doing the Hyper Hype Girl's yard sale challenge. And then she gets in the car and I'm like, why are we doing this again?
Because the Hyper Hype Girl asked us to.
Oh, God.
Right?
Because we got a soft spot for her. So.
That's how much pull she got.
She's got lots
right?
of pull.
Hype Girl, Hyper Hype Girl's got the pull. So we did it.
We did. We started off strong.
No, first off, we need to be honest. We started off hating it. And we wanted to keep hating it. Right?
Yes, we did.
You were a little bit more willing than
no,
I was.
Because
it's in your genes.
Well,
it's in your genes.
Okay, yes, Sheila does like okay. a good yard sale.
Yeah, it's not in my genes, right? Not in my genes, Samantha.
Because your mother was not that girl.
She was not that girl. No.
But, so we ended up going to my side of the city.
Yes.
And we went to one that existed, which was great.
Which was great.
The first one existed. That's where we filmed our first little video.
Yes, that's where we put the video.
And I actually found stuff right away.
And then I got pissy.
Yeah, you did.
Right?
Because you're like, what do you mean? What do you want that for? Because
the whole goal, the Hyper Hype Girls rules were you need to bring back things that we thought she would like.
Uh-huh.
And then she would decide the winner based on what we brought back.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw the first thing for $5 and I already knew the game was over.
But she only gave us 10.
She only gave us 10.
And what did I do?
You bartered.
I bartered.
You bartered it down to $3.50.
I know. Mom would be so proud of me.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't do that. And what did I say to you? If I find stuff to buy, I'm not doing that. I'm just buying it at the full value.
Right? No, and then you said, I'm going to make you barter for me.
I'm going to make you barter for me. Because it just felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. So I bought the first item there.
And that's what she loved.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't all just like sunshine.
No, it was not.
Because you are horrific. Yes, because you are a control freak, Samantha Sperling. And that's fine. I've learned over the
really
years.
Wrong.
Well, it does seem wrong, absolutely. But over the years, this is what I've learned. I've learned that you're a control freak, and I can deal with that. What I can't deal with, which also caused us to have lots of arguments, you can't be a control freak and question the Google Maps girl.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. She gets paid to do that job in the phone. That's her job.
She doesn't get paid.
Well, at some point, somebody should. She should be paid. She should be paid because that's a tough job, right? And you have no respect for her for her skills, right? You're turning a block before you're like, okay, why are you turning? She didn't even speak yet. You're turning before she tells you to turn.
Yes, I was.
I didn't understand.
I was not paying attention.
No, right?
Then you got mad at me.
I got mad.
Then we were mad at each other.
Then we were mad at each other.
Okay, but it didn't help that the second garage sale we went to
wasn't open.
Wah, wah.
No. Oh, no, yeah. Oh, it sucked. Right. What did they... Yeah.
It wasn't even a garage sale, to be honest.
No.
And then we were close to our favorite food truck.
We went to get a hot dog.
Went to Hot Dog.
And then we became friends again.
And then we became friends again because we had a good hot dog.
We became friends on Comic Ground again, right?
Well, because we were fed and watered.
Fed and watered. Good to go. And we were like, okay, are we done with this yet? And I'm like, no, I haven't even spent a penny.
No, you haven't spent
a dollar.
I still
got $10 to spend.
So then we went further down on the east side.
A couple more closed.
They didn't even exist.
No. I don't even know what she was looking at.
And I'm like, Lisa, say it again. Yes. What's the address? Yeah. Nope. Nobody there.
It's not open.
And then what did we happen to stumble upon?
A church.
I saw a sign that says, big multifamily garage sale. Yeah. And I'm like, turning.
Yeah.
And we came across a church. And it was...
No.
It was the...
No.
Garage sale.
From hell.
Beat all garage sales.
It was horrible.
There was multi-level.
God, right?
It was awesome.
The clothes are on the top. And of course, right, it's an old church, so there's no escalator.
No,
I'm not walking up. Guess what? The hype girl's not getting clothing because I'm not walking up those steps. She's getting whatever's in the basement. Yeah. We'll walk down. Right?
And we did.
And they sold dirty stuff.
They sold dirty stuff. That's right, the tin.
So here's my...
The muffin tin.
Here's a muffin tin. And just in case, you know what? You like the remnants of what the muffin was that was in there at one time.
Gross.
It was so disgusting.
It was...
Like, here's my thing. Like, Value Village, at least, they're, like, cleaning stuff.
Yes, they are.
Why are people giving stuff that's dirty?
I don't know. They were desperate. They needed the money.
They needed the loony? Or the 50 cents? You don't got soap and water?
Oh, yeah.
Save the 50 cents and go and wash your pan.
But then you got into the spirit of it. Because then you're like, I know what I'm going to do for her.
Yeah, then I had a theme. I was just going to help him decorate her kitchen. Right? Never been in her kitchen.
Nope.
Didn't know. But I'm buying you all ugly things for your kitchen.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I got her some pot mitts.
You did.
Remember I got her
used
oven mitts, just what everybody wants, to put my hands into something somebody else's hands have been. So nasty. So disgusting. I bought her, what else did I buy her? I bought her a waffle maker, but then inside the box it wasn't a waffle maker, it was a snack master. Yeah, so like I was disappointed in that, and I got her some shot glasses.
You did.
And
what else did you get? Or a bird. She hates birds.
She hates
you forgot
birds.
About
I
that.
Forgot, I forgot she I'm like, oh shit, I forgot she hates birds. Got her a rooster.
And then you got her something that had like utensils twirling on it. That was pretty interesting.
That was a good deal.
That was a good deal.
Yeah. And then you got her. So you got her.
Well, then I kept with my whole, because I bought her a tray at the first one.
Yes.
So I kept with like home decor.
Yes.
And then I found like a picture frame where you could put like, you could load in your pictures and it would pop up.
That was a good deal.
That was $2.
That was a good deal.
It was $2.
Yeah.
And then I bought her some cats because, you know, everybody needs
a cat.
Needs some tchotchke in there.
When it does, oh, look at that, but they're cats, right?
And then I got her two little...
Did you think they were salt and pepper shakers?
No.
I thought they were.
No, I know.
Oh,
you did, but they were not.
They weren't.
And then I got her two little candles, and then I got candles to go with it.
Hang on one second.
I had a lovely...
Hang on. I just didn't appreciate how you just addressed that. Because you kind of just talked down to me right there. When I said, did you think they were salt and pepper shakers? You're like, no. No. No, white trash, I did not. Right? That's what that just sounded like to me. No, white trash, I didn't think they were salt and pepper shakers. I thought they were just cats. Next topic, please. Right? Nice. Nice.
Well, I felt you fit in with the people better than I did.
Really? Because you sport a bun. I don't.
I don't support a bun.
And the ladies were wearing buns.
No, they were not.
Yes.
Don't start.
I'm just saying.
Don't start.
They had some buns in their hair.
You're bad.
I'm just saying.
And it smelt in that basement.
It was dingy.
It was gross. Yeah. But we did find something really funny, though. That with the Atrox.
And what was...
It was that you light up my life.
You light up my life. And we gave those to the Hyper Hype Girl because knowing God. She's never going to be able to play them.
No.
Because they're 8-tracks. But we gave them to her because we said, you light up our life. And what did she say? She's going to go out and find an 8-track player in a garage sale. And she probably will.
She probably will.
So funny.
So because we had spent all of our money there.
Yeah.
We got in the car and he hadn't heard from them for a bit.
Oh, no. Because we were texting saying, this one's not open. This one's not open.
Yeah. So... was it you that decided?
I think you said, we were trying to figure out how we're going to get her this stuff. Yeah. And I said, well, we can just take it to the store. And then we kind of both mutually decided, well, why don't we just take it to her house?
And you're like, do you know where she lives?
No clue. Never been to her house. Right? I don't think we've been invited to her house before.
No, we
haven't. So that's nice. But Google tells you everything.
Google does.
Google told us where she lived.
And then... We went on the adventure.
We went on the adventure.
To find her.
And did, like, in my opinion, the ultimate no-no, which is showing up at somebody's house unexpected. Who does that today?
Well, nobody. And, yeah, but then we did.
We did.
And because and you're like, they're not at home. And then I'm like, well, I'm driving into the driveway.
Yep.
And you're like, can we do this? Will the cops be called?
Will the cops be coming? I don't know. There could be security here for all we know. Right? Yeah, and then we were just going to put our boxes of stuff on she had like a chair on her patio, on her front step. And we were going to put our stuff there.
Our boxes of junk.
Yeah. But instead they pulled up.
Yes. And we were writing notes on napkins.
Classy.
Classy.
Keep it a classy, Samantha, weren't we? We were keeping it classy.
And then the Pashevitz drove up.
They drove up.
The whole clan.
They'd all been out playing some tennis.
That's so upper class.
So upper class. And here we are.
With junk.
With some shit. Hi, guys. We got you a 2-box full of crap. Other people's shit. Right? How's your tennis racket?
Oh, my God.
Hey? Yeah.
But they were great. She squealed when she saw the
she
tray.
Because she loved it. And we're going to post the pictures.
Yeah.
She was... Yeah, and then she declared you the winner before she even saw my stuff.
Before she even saw your stuff.
She didn't even look at my stuff yet. And then just declared you the winner.
But we went inside.
Yeah.
We went inside her house.
I know.
That was a big deal for her, I think.
Yeah, it was. But we were good guests because we didn't overextend it.
No, we
didn't overstay our welcome.
No.
But then, you know, it was funny. So she loved... So you got first prize.
Yes, I did.
Then I think she thought that maybe...
Oh, my God. Hang on.
What?
Moment of glory. Oh. I won again!
Shut up.
Yes!
Yes, you did.
Yes.
You picked out the best other people's shit. You know, I'm okay not winning that. But then she sent a text. Remember how you got her those candle holders?
Yeah.
I think she thought that I gave them to her because she sent a picture of them and she put second place to me.
Aww.
And I'm like, yeah, hi, they still weren't mine either. Those also were Sam's. So she didn't forward any pictures of my stuff to me saying that she loved it or anything.
I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, you're great at yard sailing. I'm okay not being good at that sport.
Thanks, Mom.
There, right? That goes to Sheila.
Yes.
I'm okay not being good at that sport.
Fine.
That was crazy fun, though.
Yeah,
right?
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
We went into it with a sort of
negative
attitude.
Kind of like a, fine, we'll do it.
We'll go.
Thank God it's her money.
Yeah. But then we found it was fun.
Yeah. Then we had a good time. Yeah, it was lots of fun.
Yeah, we were having a good time.
I think she's going to make it a yearly challenge.
Oh, good God.
I know. I have a hunch.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things that, you know, you can have fun at.
Yeah.
Well, our topic...
Yeah.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
So
our version.
Our
take on it.
Our take on it.
Right?
So
is obviously going to be very different.
It always is.
You know?
So we have 5 things to stop sweating about.
Yeah.
Lisa, do you want to go first?
Well, first off, I only have 4. Because, you know, there's just not that much stuff I sweat about, Samantha. Okay? So I couldn't come up with a 5th. I could only come up with 4.
Really?
Yeah. So my first one is I'm going to stop sweating about singing. Because guess what? I'm a singer. Right?
You are.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. That's all I know, though.
That seems weird.
I like the song. Baby Got Back. I don't know. I just know that song by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes, I know. Yeah,
thank
I'm just
you.
Saying,
right?
Thanks
I know
for
that
sharing.
Song. So I'm gonna stop sweating singing.
Okay.
I'm just gonna do it. I'm just going to do it. I already have been for a year pretty much on the podcast, so I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's another thing that's weird, that I'm going to stop sweating.
Hmm.
I have a certain pair of pants that I don't, like, they have a button and a zipper, but I never unbutton or unzipper, right? I just put them on and put them off.
Okay.
Right? They go into the laundry, whatever. I'm now going to stop sweating the fact that, for some reason, that zipper is always down when I put them back on. And I get on the bus, and I sit down, and I'm like, feels a little breezy. And the zipper's down. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to stop sweating that. That zipper's down. I'm going to be okay with that.
Are you going to leave it down?
You know what? I'm not going to worry about those pants. I'm not going to do that. Because it's funny. So right now I'm in like these shorts, my jean shorts. And I put them on today, did them up, and I did do up the zipper. And then I caught myself, though. So I must be having a weird zipper thing. I'm not going to care.
I'm going to worry about you for just a half a second.
The world is stressful enough. I do not need to worry about whether or not my zipper is up or down. I assume most times it's up. I'm just assuming. I just take it for granted.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm also going to stop sweating being perfect. It's okay to not have... It's okay if I have the odd flaw. It's okay. I can't keep sweating about my perfections.
Got it.
All right?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, Samantha.
All right.
And ready for my fourth one?
Mm-hmm.
When my watch battery dies, I'm not going to sweat that. Because you know what? My phone has a clock. My wall has a clock. My cash register has a clock.
Bullshit.
Yeah. No, I'm going to stop sweating that.
No,
that,
you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm going to.
You're
going to
replace that watch.
I get right at the bay counter. I'll take a new watch, please. What time is it? It's 9:37. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to stop sweating those things.
Okay.
Okay, what about you?
I have five.
Okay.
Because I did the assignment properly.
Well, you have lots of things to stop sweating. I'm like super cool and laid back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So five things I'm going to not sweat about anymore.
Okay.
My eyebrow. It's just an eyebrow.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You don't trust me.
No.
You don't think I'm going to do it?
No.
All right.
No,
okay.
I don't.
It's going to be a forest.
It's going to be just a bushy old eyebrow. Awesome.
Eating bread.
Oh.
I'm not going to sweat it. Yeah. I like it. I'm going to keep doing it.
Keep eating bread.
I am not going to freak out.
Squeeze it, too.
No.
Squeeze it.
No.
Eat it. Taste
nope.
it. Yum.
I'm going to eat it and not feel bad.
Good.
Not going to sweat it.
Okay. How much bread?
Well, I don't know.
Like how
not
much?
Crazy amounts.
No? Like enough, though?
Yeah.
I think you should just eat the bread. Yeah. Just eat the bread. That's what I think.
Being on time. Not going to sweat it.
No
really.
Way.
I'm still showing up.
Oh,
I'm still
going
to show up.
Are you kidding?
Not going to sweat being on time.
You don't sweat it now being
no.
on time.
But now I'm really going to let it go.
No.
I'm really going to let
no
it go.
No way.
I'm
going to
be like, ah, it feels so much better now.
I'm just going to stay in bed another hour. I'll get there. Right? I'll hate you.
Yeah.
Boy, and you'll be broke because, boy, he'll be paying for a lot of meals.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Dropping my phone. Not going to sweat it. It's just a phone.
You're dropping it because you want to justify getting a new one. That's why you don't care about your baby. Right? That's nice. You don't even care about your baby.
I don't care.
That's funny.
Number five.
Mm.
I don't care. I'm not going to sweat not being a vegan.
Okay, good. Yay.
Yeah.
High five on that one, Samantha. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I like meat.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. You need the meat.
Yeah.
Right? We're meat eaters.
I don't want to be a vegan.
I don't want to be a vegan either.
I don't
either.
Want to be...
Okay, that's my number five. I'm not going to sweat being a vegan either. I feel there's a lot of pressure to be a vegan.
There is a lot
right?
of pressure, and I don't understand why.
No, I don't really get it either.
No.
That's funny. Okay, well, you know what?
Mm.
I have a list of things. Do you know things that people worry the most about?
Oh, money.
Yeah. No. Yes and no. But you know what the number one thing is? Based on, this is what I came across.
Mm.
The number one thing is physique. Right?
Yes.
Really?
We're obsessed.
But, okay, are we obsessed or are they obsessed?
Well, someone's obsessed.
But I don't think it's us.
Mm.
Like, us is in me and you. I don't think we're obsessed.
If
right?
I was, I'd be thinner.
Right? Because you know what? We're just good-hearted people. And that's what matters, right? We have great personalities and we're good-hearted people.
Oh, my God.
Okay, paying bills.
Oh, yeah. Money.
Right?
Yeah.
But guess what, though? That's an ongoing thing. So stop sweating it, right? It comes every month. You gotta pay your bills.
Gotta pay your bills.
Okay? Why am I unhappy? I never, ever, ever sweat that. Because I'm not unhappy. I'm a happy person. Right?
Just ask her.
Just ask me. Unless I'm with you for too many hours in the day. Then I start to get a little unhappy.
Well, this lunch was a little stressful.
It was a little stressful. Right? Okay, you ready for this? Does my spouse still find me attractive?
Well, he's still with you, Lisa.
Who gives a shit?
Oh!
Yeah, I don't care. I think that he's with me for a million wonderful reasons, and my beauty is just one of them. It doesn't stress me out, right? It just adds. Doesn't stress me out.
Oh my God.
Samantha, duh. Of course he still finds me a hot, hot, hot woman. Right? I walk by and he's like, H-O-T. I'm like, you know it.
You know it.
With the arm and the snap and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're doing
that. Yeah, because that's my gig.
Oh my God.
Okay, this doesn't apply to either of us.
Uh-huh.
Am I a good parent? I would have been. We would have been. We would have been really good parents. Right?
I can't say that.
Okay, I think I would have been. Is my pet healthy? People worry a lot about. And I get that. I get that a lot. It's your pet.
People take their pets very seriously.
And they should be.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, look at Zola today.
Super cute.
Oh my god, that dog is so cute.
She just needed loving. She just wanted loving.
Well, because all her people were at school.
I know. And then we became her people.
Yeah.
And crime.
They sweat crime?
They sweat about crime.
Oh. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do about crime?
Like, I mean, like, try to be better people and try to make the world a better place.
That seems odd.
That people worry about crime?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't ever go to bed and worry somebody's going to break in and steal you?
Well, well, first of all, they'd have to get me out of bed, and I'm pretty heavy, so, right? You know.
Good luck. I'm a deep sleeper, so I'm probably not paying attention to any of that. But that's odd. So, you know what I think is that there's a lot to be said for that phrase, eat, drink, and be merry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, just yeah. Eat, you know.
Eat, drink, be merry.
Yeah, and like, you know, my favorite
frolic,
quote always.
Have fun.
Yeah, have some frolic. Frolic. I hate that word. Sounds weird. Frolic. Sounds like Mary Poppins says that. Frolic. Right? Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, and frolic too, please. That's what that sounds like to me.
Frolic?
It just sounds like a Mary Poppins type of word. Frolic.
Yeah. Well, you did use precarious the other day.
So I
was like, and
times,
in a sentence,
eh?
Too.
And then what did I say to you? I don't know if this fits in. I don't know if this even makes sense. But in my mind, it needs to be put in this sentence right now.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And did it work?
No.
No. But it sounded like it could have.
It's a precarious situation.
Samantha, I don't want to put you in a precarious situation. And then I'm like...
And then she looked at me weird and I'm like, you don't know if you said that right.
I don't know what it means. Just felt like it, but it felt like it worked for some reason. It felt like it worked.
I'm a total word snob.
You know, which is kind of funny. I don't know. It just felt like it worked.
Okay.
Okay. And my other thing, okay, you know, my quote, which is because I don't think I'm a sweater like that.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite quote is, it is what it is. Because I kind of live by that, right?
Yes, you do.
And that's what they told me when I got my fortune done.
Right? It is what it is.
I don't have stress. I don't worry.
You don't worry.
No.
No.
Whatever. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, for those people, such as myself, who need help to stop sweating the small stuff.
Yeah, you're a bit of a sweater.
I found some helpful...
Did you?
Helpful hints.
Okay.
Well, I read them, I'm like, I don't think that's going to help me.
I'm going to continue to sweat.
Okay, so apparently, these are scenarios.
Okay.
When you feel inconvenienced. Example, cable guy didn't show up.
Oh.
Yes. You're supposed to look at it as if it's an unexpected luxury.
Wow.
So, because you're reading the paper and drinking coffee while waiting for him to show up.
You know what I think? Son of a bitch. Right? Stupid jerk.
Apparently, you're supposed to think big picture.
Wow. I don't even think big picture. I don't think at all.
I don't think anybody waiting for something to get hooked up is going to be calm.
No, right?
I think that it's an unexpected luxury.
Like, hallelujah. I just wanted a little bit more time to finish my book. Right? Well, maybe you.
Well, yes. Or drink 5 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. You feel defeated. You go blank during a presentation. You go back to your desk and break down in tears and play it over and over and over again. Apparently... To calm yourself during this, breathe in and out a few times while saying what you feel.
You're using your sultry voice, yes. Samantha.
Name your emotions.
Wow.
It refocuses your brain to fix the problem.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding? You're sitting at your desk going, I am a stupid fucking idiot.
Right? I messed that up.
What the
And now
fuck?
I'm a blubbery mess, and people in the cubicle are looking at me, and they're talking about me in the coffee room. Right? Right? It's Sally screwing up her speech. Making all a mess. Now she's sitting and crying. That's what they're doing, right? That's what they're doing.
I'm like,
wow.
Really? Seriously? Okay, number 3.
Yeah.
You feel anxious.
Oh.
Scenario. Your spouse is running late, and that will make you late, and your child wipes his nose on your clothes.
Oh, geez. That's why I never wanted kids.
Apparently, when you're feeling anxious, you're just supposed to think about problem solving.
Really?
Because in the moment, is that what you're doing? Is that what you're doing?
Who makes
Are
up this
Are you swearing
stuff?
At your spouse?
Yeah.
Do you want to hit your kid?
Yes. Yes, you do. Did you need to... Does mommy's sleeve look like a Kleenex? No, it doesn't, Johnny.
No.
Right?
Apparently, you're supposed to problem solve. Find a solution. Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah. Give me a gun.
Bullshit.
And I'm going to shoot you because you're late, and shoot you because you didn't... Because you blew your nose on my shirt. Thanks.
Okay. You feel disrespected.
Oh.
Yeah. You offer to get one person a coffee, ends up being 6 complicated lattes. The barista rolls her eyes at you as you relay the list.
But that one I kind of don't blame.
Yeah.
Right?
So apparently, this is what they recommend. Stay positive and speak positively. Speak pleasant words in a calm tone, and the person should respond in kind.
Really?
What Starbucks have you been in?
Yeah, exactly. When they're like, okay, so you want this, and you want this, and you want a tall this, and a macchiato this, and a blah, 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 this.
And a hot, and a cold, and
right?
A...
Right? And the lineup's getting bigger.
Yeah, it's not happening.
No,
people.
They're not impressed.
No.
But you know what, though? That reminds me of a story. Do you remember a million years? Because you're kind of like that, too. Remember a million years ago when we worked together at Pennington's? And every now and then we'd treat ourselves to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And you'd say, okay, I'll go get McDonald's. And I'd be like, okay, I'd like a double cheeseburger, no pickles. And you're like, you go. I'm not doing that. I'm not telling them that I want something different. Samantha, just look, we have a crowd. We have a crowd. We have some fans.
Oh, my God.
So right now, friends, the podcast, we're completely off schedule. Okay, they can't hurt you. You're in the car. Right? We have a fan. We have like five crows that have tuned into the show.
No, that's awesome.
And they're like sitting on this big thing.
Yeah.
And they're just like kind of like eyeballing us. Okay. I just had to say.
Ah.
Yeah. Whatever. They can't
crows
get you.
Crows are icky.
I know, but it's not a maple bug. We're not littering. There's nothing. They're not going to peck our eyes out. We're safe. You're safe, Smith. I got you. Okay, I got you here.
Fine.
Okay, but do you remember? And you would never ever. You'd be like, no. You could pick the pickles off once I get back here.
Yeah,
with
it. Yeah, because I hate the picky orders.
I know that. And you used to get so worked
hate
up about
it.
That. That's kind of funny.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
You feel disappointed. Why? Because you've planned a big party, and the day of, it's snowing heavily.
Oh.
Your party's ruined.
Party's ruined.
Yeah, all the big hoopla that you've planned for, done.
And all the people that didn't want to go to your party in the first place, happy.
Yep.
Right? Because, you know, you always have those parties where, yeah, we're going.
We're
Do you
going.
Wanna, no, I don't want to go.
I don't want to go. Yeah. So apparently you're supposed to stay calm and embrace optimism.
Wow.
Yeah. Feel hopeful that the situation will get better. It's just a smaller, cozy party.
These sound like, did you pick these out of like 1952? Because this is something like Marianne Cunningham from Happy Days would be saying.
No. Right? I just got it. It was like a couple years old.
That's funny.
Yeah. So basically, you're supposed to like rule with your reasoning side of your brain and not your emotional side of your brain.
Okay. So
yeah.
So what prevents you from sweating the small stuff is...
The parts of your brain.
The part is your brain. Gotcha. Okay. I gotcha. That's kind of funny.
Okay.
Well, I have some things.
Uh-oh.
For you.
I feel like this is not going to be helpful for me.
I think it could be.
No.
Yeah. I have some things that you need to stop sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Sam?
Mm-hmm.
It's only a whisker. People your age get them.
Don't, because now I'm going to check. Now I'm feeling the underneath of my chin.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
No, you're good. I don't see one right now. Sam? Don't sweat. Don't sweat that you look funny in a helmet. It's just a helmet.
It's just a
helmet. Right? Sam?
Oh, God.
Don't sweat your wrinkles. Save your money.
Nope. not gonna happen.
Sam, don't sweat your perfectly arched eyebrow. It's okay that sometimes there's a few stray ones.
I try to catch them.
I'm just saying, it's okay if you don't. Sam, it's okay to not paint your toes as long as you have closed-toed summer shoes.
I have open-toed summer shoes.
Right now you do. Absolutely. Sam, don't sweat falling down. That girl down will happen again.
It probably will.
And I got one more for you.
Okay.
Okay, Sam, don't sweat snoring. There's always earplugs for the other people.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just saying, because you're going on vacation, they need to know. Right? Michelle, you need to know. Don't forget your earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, guess what?
Well,
I got stuff for you.
Ooh, turnabout's fair play, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
It's hard to believe you have some.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't worry if your hair is too puffy in the back. No one's looking.
Oh, that's a low blow. Because I'm so sensitive about that,
yes,
too.
Yes, you
right?
are.
Ouch.
Lisa, don't worry. Leave your hair to grow one more week. Trust me, it'll be fine.
Oh. No. Anything after three, I get it.
I know.
Yeah.
Lisa, don't worry. It's okay if you can't find your lip balm. You have 10 more at home.
Ah, good point. Good point.
Because you do.
Because I do.
Lisa, don't worry. That children crying... Just be thankful it's not yours.
Yeah. Yeah, because I get stressed out at other people's kids crying.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
Lisa, don't worry if the Blue Jays don't have a good season. There's always next year. Smiley face.
Smiley face. And I have the sad face.
Yeah. Lisa, don't worry. don't get frustrated with your Samsung when it freezes up. It's doing the best it can. Because you have 5,000 windows open.
I have 5,000 windows open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa, don't worry about your under the lip wrinkle. It's just your character.
Oh, Samantha. That's mean spirited Sam coming out right
so
there.
So was the wrinkle comment from you, you stupid bag.
Okay, I'm just saying. Wow, hey?
She's holding her fingers on covering right it. Now. Oh my god. Okay. Lisa, one more.
Okay.
Don't worry. They're just toes. Show them in the summer.
Oh, I hate feet. I hate feet. No. They look great in my Converse. That's where they stay. Yeah. That's where they stay.
That's your list, Lisa. Oh, but I have a quote.
Okay.
That I came across. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty
Ew,
things.
Ew, don't pet sweaty things.
By
Ew.
George, it's George Carlin. George Carlin was really funny.
Yeah, that sounds nasty.
He's
though.
A funny guy.
That sounds nasty.
But it's funny, don't sweat the petty things.
Yeah. And don't pet the sweaty things.
Yeah, don't pet the sweaty things.
Okay, well, I have a couple fun WTF what the fuck facts.
All right.
Okay? And I just came across them and I just thought things that made me go, hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you know eating an apple before going grocery shopping can cause people to buy 25% more fruit and vegetables?
I don't believe that.
What happens if I'm eating cake before I go grocery
You're
shopping?
You're buying cake.
I'm buying cake.
You're buying cake.
Right? Are you having a potato chip? Are you like buying, I'm in the chip aisle loading up.
Totes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do believe it. Kind of.
Well, no, I don't believe in the apple thing.
Not in the apple.
I believe if people are eating bad, they'll buy bad things.
But who's eating an apple now? I need 7 more. Right? Well, apparently not 2 plus size girls. We're not wired that way.
We are not.
Okay. Here's something that's nasty.
Hmm.
3,000 types of bacteria live on your dollar bills.
Ew.
Hey, isn't that disgusting?
That's gross.
Yeah. Did you know the most popular color is blue?
I believe that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one kind of pertains to you.
Uh-oh.
You can't snore and dream at the same time. Samantha?
Really?
You don't dream. You don't dream.
You don't snore, Lisa?
I don't snore.
How do you know that?
I've never been told that I snore. Have you ever been told
that
you
snore?
Well,
you would have to sleep long enough to snore.
Yeah, exactly. I think people have told you before that sometimes you snore. But guess what?
Shut up.
Don't tell me about the dream you had last night, because you did not have one. You didn't have one.
Oh, be quiet.
Okay, did you know that in Finland, Donald Duck was banned because he didn't wear pants?
I don't understand that.
Because it's like, put some pants on, dude. Mm-hmm. Like Winnie the Pooh, no pants.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is my last one, but this one I found really interesting. Do you know that hamsters run up to 8 miles a night on their wheel?
Is that why they keep you up?
I guess.
Is that wheel is going?
I don't know. 8 miles.
Blech.
Imagine if it was a person on that wheel.
He'd so be skinny. Really skinny.
He'd be super skinny. That's what I got for you. That's my stuff.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
All right. Do you have an eye shake my head, Lisa?
I do. Oh. Happened yesterday when we were shopping.
Oh.
So I'm outing myself.
Uh-oh.
Okay? So we're in the Walmart. And, okay, friends of the podcast, I needed to buy some new underwear.
She'd buy it.
Right? I'm a 50-year-old woman, right? Guess what? Hi, Fruit of the Loom. I don't give a shit, right? Right? Whatever.
You're telling people what you wear?
I didn't buy the Fruit of the Looms. That's not the type of bot. I'm not telling people what type of bot. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So here's my thing. The bird is on. Don't break your window. The bird was on your window.
Sorry.
That was crazy.
That was weird.
That's my shake my head is you freaking out about a bird on your window. That's creepy. Must have done something. Okay. Can I go back to my underwear?
Yes.
Okay. Because Sam just shit her pants. Right?
It was on my side.
I know it was. And he pecked at your window.
That's
kind of funny. That's weird. Hey?
Oh.
That's too funny. Okay. Back to me.
Okay. Fine.
Back to me.
Yes.
So I'm buying some undergarments for mm-hmm. my vacation.
Yes.
Right? I'm just looking mm-hmm. in the underwear area. Just seeing what all they got.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Old lady at the end of the aisle. She's looking, and I'm like, hey, it just seems weird that everybody's in the underwear aisle. And then I try to move out of the way, and then what does she say? She walks by, she's like, I'm just looking for panties. I get that. Why do we need to have a conversation? Right? Why do we need to have a conversation?
I don't know.
I know, right?
I do not
know. I'm just saying. It was uncomfortable. The lady was 75. I don't need to see what type of underwear she's buying.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need to see what I am or am not buying, right? I'm just saying.
I believe I was there for that and I walked away.
I know, right? Because that was awkward. Right?
I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care, right? I don't care. I don't care either. Yeah. Don't just... Do you have an eye shake my head right now, Samantha?
I feel like it's the movie Birds. Oh my God, it's sitting on my car.
It is. Okay, back to your... Smith. We're almost done.
Sorry. Okay.
We're almost done. Friends of the podcast, this is just how real we are. We have a crow on the hood or on the trunk.
No, it's on the trunk.
Of Betty right now in the parking lot.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I shake my head was this afternoon.
Why?
Because you made me sit on a patio.
Oh.
And I was sweating. But that's not my I shake my head.
What was your I shake my head?
My I shake my head was the fact that there was nobody sitting on the patio before we got there.
Just us.
And it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It was like plus 30 or something like that.
So where were people?
And this is what happens in Saskatchewan. It's too cold, you go inside. It's too hot, you go inside.
Mm.
We wait 9 months for hot weather.
That's right.
And we're all inside because it's too hot.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense.
I shake my head.
I know.
And I think, okay, yes, we sat on the patio. I bitched a little bit. I was getting a little bit warm. It was fine. We went back out because I prefer to be warm than cold.
Yes.
That's my standard.
Yes.
But I was just like, this is what happens. We all seek air conditioning.
I know, because it got too hot.
Oh my
God. I didn't seek it. You sought it.
Just I was for, fine. Like, 5 minutes.
Mm.
5 minutes.
I don't know. You were making a really big fuss about it.
Okay, fine. I shake my head at me.
Okay, yeah. Shake your head at you.
But I shake
Take
my head
at... Take your pointer, point it at you. That's what
really?
You need to do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you always, we just need summer, 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 summer. At least I say that, and I live up to it.
Uh-huh.
Right? I live up to the, it's summer, let's stay outside.
Okay.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Are you done picking on me now? That was I shake my head. You hijacked in.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling I need to, like, keep you preoccupied right now because there's, like, birds. She's going to have a meltdown. There's, like,
going to have
birds.
A meltdown soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Our topic for next week. Lisa's B-Day.
Yay!
And all things to celebrate Canada Day and Independence Day.
Yes.
For our neighbors to the south.
Absolutely.
Should be fun.
It should be lots of fun. Especially my birthday part. Right? Don't forget to bring the cupcakes.
Yes, I know. You already told me.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's our topic for next week.
Okay.
Would you like to add anything else?
No. Nope.
You seem to be butting in a lot.
I'm just trying to keep you not paying attention to the birds.
To the birds.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you would like to wear us.
Yes.
Or drink from us.
Drink from our cup.
You can go to wehavemerch.com.
And we got, like, some fun stuff.
Yeah. We have two types of t-shirts. We have a guy's t-shirt, we have a travel mug, we have a mug. It's cool stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have a hat.
And we have a ball cap.
Yeah, we have a ball cap.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Podbean Patreon.
Yes. So all you got to do is just go, if you're listening to us on the Podbean app and you want to support the podcast, you can, for $2 and up, you can support us, you can help us with our weekly podcast, bringing you all the great things you're used to, all the fun,
mm-hmm.
right? Little, there's a little bag on Sam's face. Just poke it.
I think you like the fact that there's, like, something over top my face.
I do. I think I didn't even plan it like that.
You get a little joy out of
it. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and any app that plays podcasts. And if you guys have been listening to any of the news, Google now has an app for podcasts.
We're on it.
We're on it.
We're on the Google app.
We're on the Google app. So all you have to do is go to the Play Store and type in Google Apps or podcast app, and you can download it to your Android phone and find all the podcasts that you want.
Absolutely.
And we will be there.
We'll be there. Also, go to our Facebook page. Go to the search bar, just type in I shake my head, and you know what, like, drop us a line, leave us some notes.
Okay, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and we hope that you get a hold of us. You know what, go to Facebook.
We want to interact.
Send us a message, put a message on our wall.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Let us know. Maybe there's something you guys want us to talk about.
Let us know.
If you have a question.
We're always willing to talk.
Absolutely.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.